Okay, cool. Looks good.
All good. Yeah, looking good on my end.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll put on some
systems go, Captain.
And I'll put on some pants.
You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
You are about to hear is from a tragedy which befell a group of four dumb podcasters. The audio was found in pieces. The podcasters were never found. Available audio was edited together by a team of audiologists in an attempt to solve the missing podcasters' case. It is believed that the audio may be cursed. You have been warned.
All right. Oh, thanks, guys, for joining me at this campsite, at this campfire. Appreciate you guys joining.
Yeah, no problem. It's just, I wasn't expecting it to be so out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween, you know.
Yeah, I paid $300 for this, you know, to get out here. And
this is a campground? Like, yeah. there's no bathrooms or anything? Like, you said this was, like, a park.
Well,
this
there's is a non-profit.
There's like an abandoned insane asylum like a mile away. There's probably bathrooms there.
And you work here?
Got showers.
Yeah. I do work. I have worked here. Yeah.
Okay.
They do probably have showers.
In what capacity? Do you mean you worked here as in you lure people to come here?
To this asylum/campground with a lake and showers, you said? None of this checks
maybe.
Out.
To both answers.
Wait, hold on.
I'll answer maybe to both of those answers.
I think something will make a lot more sense once I know this. Are there canoes involved?
Actually, yeah, there are, but one of them has a hole.
Okay. And will I be able to canoodle with anybody?
Ooh, are we canoodling in canoes? Ooh,
yeah, but one of us will have a hole.
Mm.
We can't have a hole in the canoe. It'll
just
go down.
Well, in the canoodle, we will.
You always gotta have a hole in the canoodle.
And what's gonna be for lunch?
Me, Dala.
Before that, though, what will
Dala
be for
I
lunch?
I packed both of you guys. Yeah, yeah. Well, sorry, me, Dala, the chef, brought you guys sandwiches. It's the Japanese ones, though, where it's just whipped cream and sandwich and bread. That's it.
Oh, I was hoping that we would have noodles.
I'm sorry. Japanese sandwiches are made of whipped cream? I didn't know.
Well, there are some. there's some with whipped cream and strawberries,
We need to adopt that culture right away. I want sandwiches full of whipped cream for lunch.
Is just whipped cream. Like the breakfast.
Cream pie sandwich?
That's the breakfast that your divorced dad makes you right before school.
that's like when my sisters would make me cereal with condensed milk for the milk because
Jesus
my dad
Christ.
Didn't do any grocery shopping before I went to kindergarten.
That sounds like your teeth are gonna fall out immediately. Jesus Christ.
They would make it in with water into a liquid first.
That's terrible.
It would just powder the sugar with condensed milk.
It sounds like, and then they'll be like, here, this is happy cereal, and they'll call it something different.
Is this powdered milk or condensed milk?
Sorry, yeah, I forgot. Condensed milk is still liquid. This was like the powdered milk.
Yes, okay. That's why I was like, your teeth are going to fall out, because condensed milk is like sugar with milk in it, basically.
Yeah, no, this was like the
powdered milk.
This was powdered
heard about that
milk
one,
that we had to mix into water because we didn't have any normal milk.
Enough about how poor you were, man. Jeez.
It was mostly about my...
Did you guys hear that?
Father just about, what is that?
Did you guys hear that in the distance? Something...
Yeah, someone turned on the shower. Pushes. Someone's taking a shower.
Oh my gosh.
God.
There's a shower in the insane asylum.
Here.
Oh my gosh.
Gibbled Egg, what is it? Is there something behind you?
I don't know. It turns around.
There might be someone behind you.
I don't know. It looks like there might be somebody behind me, but I'm still...
They're approaching very slowly.
Oh my gosh, there's somebody behind you. Yeah,
someone's in the distance.
Someone
in the distance will be walking forward.
Any minute now, the audio will connect.
Huh? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm gaming.
I'm so sorry.
We didn't realize this insane asylum had Wi-Fi.
I'm gaming.
See.
No worries. We're sorry. Oh, there you go. Oh, what is that? Is that UFO 50? Are you playing UFO 50?
No, I'm playing my brand new Xbox 720, the epitome of travel gaming. And
oh shit!
Yeah,
the long rumored Xbox 720.
Nice. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad works in.
Yeah,
Nintendo.
My dad works there, and he got me one a long time ago, and I just don't talk about it, but.
I heard Tony Hawk made a better one, though.
Oh, the console that you could ride? Is
No, it's a diesel-powered one.
Yeah, it's the skateboard.
It's, like, slightly better, the Xbox 900.
Yeah, but you have to stand on it to play it.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. It's perfectly flat.
But, yeah, thanks for joining us, Lag9K. How you doing?
That's who the monster is. Oh, this is much scarier.
Yeah, we took off the mask.
Yeah, much scarier. Gibbledang here, by the way. I don't think we got into that.
I made sure to say your name at least.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had you guys all join me here at the Insane Asylum so we can, you know, get some fun activities.
Use
out
syringes.
Here.
Oh, yeah, activities.
Yeah. Yeah, we could find those too. Well, that's the thing. We're going to find syringes, but, you know, while we walk and talk.
Hey, and you know what? Maybe at summer camp, we'll find each other too.
So, what you're telling me is we're trying to find a hay and a needle stack.
Yeah.
Basically.
True.
Okay.
But, yeah, so why don't we just, like, while we walk and talk, why don't we just, you know, how's everyone's week been? Anything spooky happened to any of y'all? Any spooky Halloween weeks?
I beat Baldur's Gate.
Oh, that's huge.
I finally,
that's huge. What was your ending?
A year in the making.
I did the good guy ending.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, what happened?
What was it? I destroyed, I beat the main villain, and then I used my powers for good. And I got on my hot girlfriend's dragon, and we flew away. And then
with Lazelle at the end?
Hell yeah. And then my other hot girlfriend got too hot and she blew up. It's all right. Hey, what can I say? I got that kind of effect on people.
Who
you got that dragon in you?
Who did become Squid?
Me.
You become Squid.
I became a squid because it actually, since I romanced Lazelle, and she was like, I thought it worked perfect with like the romance and the fact that she hated Geek.
Yeah.
And it was like my character was the one that like stopped her oppressors, basically. Pretty cool. Also freed Orpheus.
Nice. That was going to be my next question if you did the Orpheus.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it was fun.
Oh, I love that. I remember my first playthrough with my monk. I didn't get the relation, the like romance with Karlak, but we were like best friends, and so she offered to be the one to become a Lithid, and so I had her do it, and because of that, she didn't blow up.
Yeah, true.
But then it turns out the camp scene afterwards, the epilogue, when they updated that, turning her a Lithid was like super sad and bad.
She comes back
and she's like, I have no need for mortal emotions now, and I was like, oh shit. you're gone.
But other than that, you know, it was a really fun game. Once I beat it, I immediately deleted it because I knew that I would start playing it again, and it already took like 300 hours of my time, which is insane. But after that, what else, you know, just a lot of working. I found a new podcast that I liked called This Aged Great, where they like one comedian explains to his friend movies from the 80s, and they're just, you know, shit that goes off the wall, like Porky's, like weird sex comedies, or just, you know, just things that haven't aged
classics.
Great.
That do not go over well now.
So I guess check them out if you can. You know, it's they had 8 episodes of a podcast, then they decided to cancel that and pivot to like making Patreon content. So, you know, I don't know. It's they're really funny. Check them out where you can.
Nice.
Yeah. But what about you guys? How have your weeks been?
Yeah. Let me tell you. So, first, I've been following the Magic the Gathering announcements this week.
Gotta take a seat.
Hell yeah.
While I've been working, because you know, I was kind of interested since they were doing a whole presentation and stuff, and you know what they had to say was very complex, like very conflicting in my mind. So I gotta nerd out on Magic for a second. It's like, number one, MSRP for boosters and commander decks is coming back. So
we need to have like Nate's no Magic commander meltdown.
I was about to
Magic
say
Magic Minute meltdown.
I was gonna say MTG update. Minute or something. I kind of want to do
intro.
That.
Intro happens. It happens Dude. Every week.
It's part of your contract.
Yeah. So this is my Magic meltdown this week. The only good thing about this announcement, ooh, MSRP is back for like boosters and commander decks. So no more $120 commander decks because people are scalping them. You know what I mean? Like now,
nice.
Back to like they say all these commander decks are $50. That means at retail stores, they're $50. So,
yeah.
Or you can see when a local game shop is really gouging you.
Oui.
Then that was pretty good, but they announced that Universes Beyond is going to start being standard now. Standard legal Magic, just like normal Magic sets.
Hell yeah.
And next year, half of all Magic sets are going to be Universes Beyond sets.
Hell yeah.
And I'm so upset because they're just giving up on the lore of Magic. They're literally just Sick. Giving up on it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it doesn't make as much SpongeBob. Money. It doesn't make as much Here's money as pipe, just man. Making Fortnite the card True. Game.
Hell yeah.
And
Hell
so
yeah.
they're just going to make Fortnite that. The card game. And I think it. I'm going to stop playing Magic.
You're not.
I got in for the lore. I literally started playing this game because I liked the lore. And if they're just not going to make lore anymore, and they're just going to make SpongeBob versus Samwise Gamgee.
Yes! Game, oh, I love that. Oh my god. Can't wait to play
I'm
the SpongeBob.
Probably, well, admittedly, I'm probably just going to like pare down my collection to just like a couple of decks, but...
This is a meltdown in the making.
I'm not going to SpongeBob pre-release.
Why like not?
Marvel yeah. pre-release. I don't care. I go to the pre-release.
You don't care for SpongeBob pre-release.
There's pre-release event stuff that has to do with the lore and the setting and them. Like, here's the other thing. So Magic, for a long time, a big thing about Magic is that when you go to new places, they will make their new world that's based off of a pre-existing IP, and it's their take on it. And you always get to see their take on a pre-existing idea. But now they're just throwing that away, and all the future things they could have done that could have been really cool and interesting aren't going to happen because instead they're just going to license the IP and just print that IP as cards. So like when they made Amonkhet, it was a set entirely inspired by ancient Egypt, and then they mixed it with Frank Herbert's Dune, and they made it so that it was an Egyptian set that's set in a big bubble city in the desert that's surrounded by sandworms. And it's like,
but you could pull Dune cards
Dune in there.
Oh, no, you're saying just thematically, Dune.
Thematically. Thematically merged in themes from Dune.
Okay.
So, and it was, and it worked really well, and I really liked the merge of that and ancient Egyptian mythology. It was a cool idea. Now, if they were to make that, they literally just have cards like Cleopatra, the actual Cleopatra. And then they would just print like Frank Herbert's Sand Monster and Shai Hulud. And it's like, so again, so cool. Nothing new. It's all just characters from other IPs. And it's like, I just feel like it kills their creativity, and they're not going to come up. Like, they're probably just not going to come up with great ideas now, because anything good, if they can find somebody who already has done it, they're just going to license their IP instead.
See, I hate capitalism.
We're never going to get our own superhero set.
I hate capitalism.
That's not going to happen.
But when it does shit like this, I happen to love it.
Transition to comics.
At the moment, basically... I'm like,
this is stupid, but goofy.
Basically, right now, what it is created is... There's two different camps, and there's just the camps of long and franchised Magic players and the camps of new players. And most new players just want snappy, flashy things that can get their attention and, you know, that are more just gimmicky. And then long and franchised players are the ones who are all upset because this no longer resembles the game they like in any way, shape, or form.
Well, if I can, Magic the Gathering hasn't been the same since they introduced Planeswalkers anyway, so, you know, the game sucked since then, so, I mean, you know, once they stopped focusing on, like, the regen mechanic and, like, you know,
and now
it's just, like, play from graveyard instead of regenerate, you know, once we started doing shit like that, we kind of lost the integrity of the game as far as I'm concerned, so...
That's funny because the next secret layer that I am going to get is the Wolverine one, and that one does have regenerate, but fuck, I'm actually really excited for that. I'm really excited for the
that's cool.
See, I like
those ones.
That's the shitty thing too, is I like the Universes Beyond stuff in doses. Like, I really like doing it as like secret layers, or like doing it as like extra drops and extra cards and stuff like that. And
like Jurassic Park and Ixalan.
Yeah, and like the occasional, and like having it be once every like year, do a Universes Beyond set like Lord of the Rings. Sure, that's cool, but like to make it half of all new Magic sets are not Magic is really rough.
Yeah, like, we're still
their story's gonna like their story's probably gonna move so slow. And be so disjointed and like not very good because it's going to be interrupted every 2 months by a Marvel set.
So I was joking about this earlier, but I hope that when they make like a Magic the Gathering movie, it's an isekai where it's like these kids get trapped in a dimension or whatever, like the magic dimension, but there's none of the OG characters from the OG lore. It's like, it's like Magic the Gathering, it's Space Jam 2.
It's SpongeBob and Frodo.
It's SpongeBob and My Little Pony and Frodo and the fucking Optimus Prime and Rick Grimes and Chun-Li. And they have to.
All the main characters. They would probably do it too.
God, you didn't. You didn't say a single name that wasn't a card just now. That's so crazy.
I know.
All of those are cards.
Yeah, I feel like I could throw a fucking like a dice at like my bookshelf, and there's probably a character in there from my shelf or some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for my movies or something, you know.
But I get it. I don't mind it though. It's it's fun for me since I like Magic the Gathering, and I already liked all this Marvel and SpongeBob. We joke about SpongeBob, but it's actually it got announced that they're gonna make cards. Just a secret layer though, not a Universes Beyond.
It's more just like hearing that a TV show that you like got canceled or something like that. You know what I mean? It's just like a story that I liked, that I enjoyed following, is now going to get put to the wayside and objectively worse.
Yeah.
So it's like we're about to get Game of Thrones season 8 version of Magic the Gathering right now. And
nah, baby, we're getting Endgame.
Not particularly excited for it.
We're in the Infinity Wars stage. What are you talking about, brother?
They're in that song.
Yeah, we're in the scene where all the portals are opening up right now.
I play on your left.
Yeah, all the portals are opening up.
Tom Holland.
It's My Little Pony, and it's Rick Grimes and Chun-Li.
I can't wait. There's just like regular. Are there actually any cards that are just actual humans, like Obama?
Yes.
Or
Cleopatra.
Yes, because of Assassin's Creed.
I guess.
Yeah, so there's like Da Vinci and Socrates and Cleopatra and a ton of historical figures.
But there's no modern ones then, at least.
No, there's a Martin Luther King Jr. card.
There's no...
There's
a Martin Luther
King
Jr. card. It's a real thing. Just look it up.
That's sick. Dude, why aren't you guys playing that as a...
Look up MLK MTG and you'll find it.
That's gonna be like the best commander, dude.
You'll find a specific blonde congresswoman ranting about something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do like the idea though. It's the MLK Commander deck, and it's like a black and white deck.
See, I would make that. No, no.
But you can't shuffle it.
Whoa, hold on.
Jesus Christ!
Until you play them.
Anyways, Dala, how's your week?
Well, this is a little guest.
I'm sorry.
Go yeah, like, I agree. Lag.
Jeez, introduce you. How you doing? Our theme maker. How you doing?
Just been working. What is it? I had a show last night with my band. That was cool. Yeah, that no, was pretty, it was a pretty good night. We had a pretty good turnout. And then,
what's the band's name?
Oh, the Tower of the Fool. But we were doing our thing, and it was funny because there was one moment where things almost blew up because, all right, this is about to get really dumb because, like, nobody's really going to know what I'm talking about right now. But my drummer, he provided he was backup for the kit, so he was backlining. Mm-hmm. We brought our kit. Everybody was using it, and they just had to bring, like, their snares and their cymbals and their pedals. So they brought all that stuff. At one point in the middle of the night, one of the bands is like, hey, we're trying to set up, but we can't find the clutch for the hi-hat. And Mitchell's like, no, my clutch is up there because I set up my kit, so I know the clutch is on the hi-hat, like, right.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And they're like, well, it's not. So then we start having to ask every other band on the bill, like, hey, did your guy happen to grab our clutch? Like, blah, blah, blah. Look, we're not accusing you of anything. Yeah, we're just, yeah, you know, like no we just, we brought this stuff and, you know.
And it definitely went missing.
We've had, and we've had bad luck in the past because we've backlined a few shows and our stuff's gone missing before. You know, it happens. We understand, but at the same time, we're a little tired of it.
I bet. Yeah, that's so,
that's just, it's a lot of money to have to keep dropping.
Yeah, but it was, but I could tell my drummer was really frustrated and was trying to, like, he kept going up and, like, you know, he was being a little more aggressive than he needed to be. So then I kind of had to make, like, save face at the end and be like, hey, look, I'm sorry. It's just, like, we've had stuff taken from us before. Like, he's just a little on edge, you know. We just are trying to keep track of our stuff. We don't want it to go missing. And so we spent time doing that, and one of the bands was like, no, we used our own because there wasn't one up there when we went on, and we were like, okay. So then we went to one of the other bands, and then they were like, oh, our drummer actually left, let me call him real quick. And sure enough, the guy who had left the show is the guy who took
it.
So luckily
that's nice though that he actually, like,
yeah, well, he ended up coming back, but, like, it had set everything back because, you know, he was gone, so he had to drive all the way back with the clutch. And we kind of lucked out because the other band that had their own with them, they let the next band use it so that way they could play. And then, the night was just smooth rolling after that, but that was it was pretty funny.
That's close. Yeah, oh, my God.
It's cool seeing everyone's, like, all, like, all y'all are indie, and you're just, like, so, like, hey, I got your back.
Yeah, you know? That's really nice. Because I've helped my dad's band multiple times, setting up and tearing down at gigs when I was growing up, and that kind of thing has happened multiple times, and so and sometimes it's not very nice. It's very much more, like it's very much like the leader of my dad's band asking the other band, hey, did you take this, and then them immediately exploding into rage.
Oh, gym leader Nate, it's me, your dad.
Yeah, my dad Ringo Starr, as everybody knows.
Ugh, get out of here. Out of here, Nate's dad.
I'm just your rolling dad's on his that list? Beatles, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Nice.
I mean,
listen, I'm glad the show went well.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed. I missed it, but I was out.
Yeah, it's all good. It was a good time, though.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I was like, I guess my week, it's been pretty chill. I saw one of my favorites, The Thing, in theaters.
Nice. Ooh.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, Fantastic Four. Absolutely.
Yeah. What? Yeah, it's a cut of It's an edit of the movie, which is all of his scenes only.
Yeah, they just edit the like the original, the Fantastic Four from the 2000s, that thing, it over that the one, thing yeah. in the movie. Yeah. Mm. It's clobbering time!
They multiply it. No.
Nice.
I was thinking you were going to say they get that thing and then they just multiply him, so it's just four of him in every scene. So yeah. they edit over Jessica Alba.
Just everyone. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd be curious. I'd be curious.
You wouldn't watch it, but you'd be curious.
Yeah. Just peek. Yeah. He just kind of like just like peek at it like, oh, okay, interesting. And then turn
I think
it
about
on.
It every now and then.
I would be apprehensive. I'd be like a dad at home where it's like, if you put it on, I'd be in the background standing up watching, like, huh, what is this?
Two rooms away.
One of my favorite things to do low-key as somebody with ADHD to, like, walk over to a room and stand in the entryway and watch their movie for, like, five minutes and then leave. Like, love that shit. It's like crack.
Totally. That's what I would do. I'd be like, huh. So who's the, like, bad guy?
It's like, oh, no, you don't understand. They're all the thing. And then you go, oh, they're all the thing. Okay, anyways, back to my life.
Real cool. yeah. All right, let me leave. But, no, I went to go show someone. We went to go see it in theaters at the New Parkway, which is that one theater in Oakland with the couches, super comfy.
Yeah, that was sick.
The person I took, they loved it, which is great. I was nervous at the start because people were like laughing and kind of like making jokes every now and then because everyone had seen the thing,
right?
And I was kind of like, fuck, I hope this doesn't ruin our experience of like the movie, because it's like people are laughing. But like shortly after, like maybe 30 minutes or so, everyone kind of shut the hell up.
Okay,
so I was like, all right, thank god, because there was like a guy behind us that was like, you should have gone to
my theater where everybody has the dentist. Yeah. It's full of dentist chairs and everyone's like it's strapped chairs. In and
they have those things tape. That hold your eyelids open and then your ball gag
duct tape on your mouth.
Yeah. But the tickets, what was it, the tickets are free or they're like 10 cents
they pay you actually or, they like pay you like $3
I think you had like matinee fees. It was like $1.
Yeah, it's like a
dollar. Or like the reverse.
Yeah. They get most of their funding through the government for some experiment. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. You take some LSD. I don't know.
It's good theater.
No, and then the other thing was in SF, they had a little mini festival where I went to go see Thundercat.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Were they really small?
The thing I didn't. Yeah. Mm. He was small.
Yeah. It's just it was a mini festival. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, it's funny because you're good. It's just funny because I'm like, it was at the park. It was at like Golden Gate Park, mm-hmm. free park.
Nice.
The show was free, so I got tickets. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just gonna see Thundercat, and like it's gonna be no big deal. We go a little late because it's like an all day thing. I didn't fucking put it in my mind. It's like a fucking small festival. So I'm like hella far away, can barely hear and see him. There's like vendors on the side, people just smoking, camping, like picnicking. Mm. It was fun. It was cool. I still heard some good ass music, but I was just definitely like, I don't know why in my mind I thought this would be like a little bit more smaller event.
Like, yeah, like people out on a picnic watching a band, like rather than
free too.
I don't know why. Crowded fest.
Dude, Thundercat's huge.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly.
Yeah, it's, Thundercat's ho.
Yeah, I think because we had to get I had to get tickets, it was like one of those things where I was like, okay, there's probably someone there to make sure there's like a capacity, and it's like, oh no, there was just anyone walked by. I don't know why we had to get tickets. That was so fucking weird.
Sucker.
But yeah.
But they were free, right?
But no, that's about
I'm
it.
I'm a sucker for a free ticket.
Yeah, oh no, they were free.
You know, I wouldn't even go.
Honestly, it was a great
as long as somebody could just hand me a little burrito and I'm much like, I feel so special that I walk away.
Yeah, ooh, I got this and you don't. Hey, little boy on the street, I got a ticket for Thundercat, and you don't even know what the fuck that is.
Exactly. Go around bragging. Like, you don't even know how good this show was. I don't either, but I got a ticket.
Because I didn't get it, I'm going to go home and play video games. I'm going to play Fortnite. I'm going to go play Fortnite card version.
Oh, yeah. Fort cards. Card night.
It really is. Isn't that great? But that's... Isn't that great that that's what Magic is now? It's like Fortnite.
Isn't that spooky? Oh, my God.
I love when, like
the minority here.
So that's amazing.
But I don't know about you guys, but I'm frightened for our next event in this insane asylum.
Oh, I understand. So, me too. Right. I'm afraid there might be a vampire.
Bleh.
Bleh.
Okay. Nice.
But you're probably wondering why I brought you guys here into this insane asylum, especially with Lag 9K.
It's because we're absolutely not loony.
Well, if Lag 9K is with us, then I'm not afraid because, like, a little known fact, but ghosts are actually afraid of Lag 9K.
Yeah, Lag 9K is like the toughest one.
He's a reverse ghost.
This is true. Ghosts are scared of me. But that being said, I will admit, I'm not very ghoulie proof. If there's like any ghouls or like, you know, like ghoulies, like goblins or critters.
Yeah.
I'm not very good in that department.
We do hang out a lot.
I'm better with ghosts.
Gobble ghouls are fucked.
Yeah, if it's gobble ghouls, it's Italian ones, yeah. Didn't in an old episode we called you like a vampire that can't be seen on audio or some shit?
I think so, yeah.
Just remembered it. So it's canonically you're a vampire and an anti-ghost, so perfect.
Oh, he's anti-ghost.
That's what vampires are, right? Vampires are anti-ghosts because ghosts are dead and vampires can't die.
Oh, I thought it's because ghosts are dead and they can't suck them, that's why.
Oh, true.
They can't suck a vampire.
They can't suck the vampires off.
It's like vampires think they're sneaking up on a person and they try to bite them, but it's a ghost and they're like, ah, got me.
Instead, their teeth just get really cold. They're like,
Yeah.
I wasted like 10 minutes of my time doing this. Fuck.
You guys are thinking about it wrong. It's like squares and rectangles. You know, like every vampire can suck, but not every ghost can be sucked. You know, like.
True. Every square, yeah.
Every square is a rectangle.
Every vampire is a ghost.
But not every ghost is a vampire.
Okay. Exactly. We're figuring it out. Live, too, on audio.
They're like Illithids. The vampire lives, but the human inside their mind has died. You know?
But anyways, I have a little activity I thought we would do together where, I think in episode like 9, me and Gibbledang did a game called Mortal Vibe Check, which was like a Mortal Kombat based game where Gib had to assign certain characters to certain vibes.
Infamously a strictly visual episode.
Well, it was like half visual. But this one's all auditory, don't worry. Okay. So I thought it'd be fun to do the same thing with horror villains or horror movie characters. So I have a list of I think 17 movie characters that I think you all will know, or most of you will. So I'll read the list first, and then I have different columns, and we'll go through a few and just assign each character one of the things that they call on, basically. So we'll go. I'll give examples as we go. So for the list of the villains, I'll start off with we have Freddy Krueger, you know, the guy that haunts nightmares, slasher villain. Jason Voorhees, also a slasher villain, haunts campgrounds.
Mask for face,
Dracula.
Yeah, blood for teeth.
Just any form of Dracula. A giant shark, or Jaws, for example.
Okay.
So Jaws is on there. Art the Clown, who's like a slasher, clown, killer, silent. Michael Myers, also like notorious slasher villain.
Oh, yeah.
We have the It Follows creature, the entity, I think is what it was called. So it kind of takes on the form of whatever character and
sports people. I'm an entity. Sorry.
That was good.
No, you're good.
Thank you.
We have Hannibal Lecter. It rubs its lotion on its skin, which is what he didn't say.
That's not.
Sonic okay.
It was a different character in his movie. That's correct.
In his movie, though. It's in his movie. We have Reagan from The Exorcist.
Reagan, Ronald.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Ronald. Yeah,
the world's
Ronald.
Scariest person.
Reagan.
I'll ruin your economy.
What do you say, Pastor? Do you want to... What does he say? What did she say? Do you want to fuck me, Pastor? What do you say, huh?
When I go to hell, Reagan's the first one I'm going for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna rip his skin off. Isn't he still alive? No, right?
No,
I'm thinking of Jimmy Carter. I'm thinking of Jimmy Carter.
That motherfucker's burning in hell.
Jimmy Carter
The peanut farmer will never die.
Yeah, no.
He's possessed. Oh, God, what if Ronald Reagan possessed you?
What if Ronald Reagan possessed Jimmy Carter? One old man possessed by another really old man.
Oh my god, and he dies immediately.
All of a sudden, Jimmy Carter comes back to full like energy from being an old decrepit man, and he's just like, oh, I'm god. Back, and we should take away libraries or socialism.
Exactly.
Nice.
We have Gilman from Creature of the Black Lagoon, mm-hmm. yeah, okay. or just any other type of Gilman. We have the Blair Witch from
the titular Blair Witch. Oh, okay.
Yeah, who doesn't make an appearance in the first movie. Or the
just
second.
A witch named
but
Blair.
The third.
Hi.
Yeah,
she does, unfortunately, in the third. We have Herbert West from the Reanimator series, like a scientist Frankenstein analog. We have the ghosts from Ghosts of Mars from John Carpenter.
Ooh, that's a vibe.
That's why we had to bring Lag 9K.
That's a vibe.
That is a vibe. I will say, you could pick one ghost if you want, or it could be...
No, I want to pick all the ghosts.
All of them. So it'll be all the ghosts from Ghosts of Mars. We have The Blob from The Blob. Ooh. Christine from Christine, Stephen King's Christine, Ooh, the killer like car. And last one is The House from Poltergeist.
The House from Poltergeist.
Dude, the house is a sick character. What are you talking
Jesus
about?
Christ.
I'm sorry, but they... They prove in Poltergeists 2 and 3 that it's not the house that's haunting them. It's a singular ghost yeah. from the graveyard who attaches itself yeah. to the little girl. Sorry. Oh, well, wait, I thought we were still playing Dumb Actually.
Okay, but the house?
Like, Nate, that's like the only horror movie trivia I've ever heard you fucking say. Why is it about fucking Poltergeist 2
wait,
and 3?
How many times have you seen Poltergeist 2?
Actually, what? Remarkably like 4 times, because it came on TV a lot when I was growing up, and my dad would put any Poltergeist movie on if it was on TV.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I see, because that one's really cool because he learned them through mirrors.
And then he'd give you
that's the third one.
Whipped cream sandwich.
Yeah, so 3 is the one I saw 4 times.
He goes into the mirrors, yeah.
Yeah. The it's mirror crazy. Dimension. The whole movie takes place in a high rise.
And then they fight Doctor Strange.
Ooh.
They do fight Doctor Strange.
Low key. There's like magic fights in it. It's a little crazy.
They That's kill cool. the, in that movie. They kill the little psychic lady from the first one.
Oh no!
The lady who was like, "This house is clear."
Oh,
like,
Zelda, I think her name.
Yeah,
Zelda. Something.
Yeah, she gets dude. They like the ghost her. Like fries her from the inside out and kills.
Dude,
her.
It's nuts.
Good. I say she was getting on my nerves.
Poltergeist 3, not as bad as people think it is.
I don't like when people parade around as psychics on film.
Okay, but what if they are?
I don't think she was actually. I don't think there's any. First of all, no one's a real psychic. Second of all, no, I think that's it. I think that's the only point I need to make.
Oh my gosh, guys, that was scary. I fell into a secret
hole.
Did
a ghost get you? Yeah, I think something caught you.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Also, whoever's the host, can you make me co-host so I can share screen, please?
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to share the screen, but then I had to share my scream because I got so scared.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see if there's any handprints burned into your skin.
Can you guys see these lovely gifts of all the characters that we just listed?
I see a white bar.
All right, that's let's try something else. And by a white bar, do you mean like a bar with like white ghosts?
No, it was just
I see a bar like full of ghosts drinking martinis.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're ghost martinis. Ooh.
That's a white bar. I don't want to go to a white bar. That does not sound fun.
That's very true. There we go. Now okay. I see things
okay.
and stuff.
So, okay.
Just for the my hosts here, I put up a little visual they so we chugging. Know. They are chugging. Yeah, they probably are.
These gifts are chugging big time, man.
They That's are fine.
Two frames a second.
It's just so we know what characters have and have not been used. So we'll begin checking out the vibes of our characters with beverages, something simple. So I'm gonna go one by one, but I'm gonna list a beverage, and you have to assign what character goes with that beverage. And once that character's been selected, Bevies? They can't. They're off the board. Okay.
Okay.
So our first beverage is water, no ice. Which of the characters listed do you think was that's their go-to beverage? Their number one.
The ring girl.
Mm.
Ring girl's gym leader Nate.
Not on here. Is she on here?
Yeah.
She's on the.
Oh yeah, there she is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is
Get
it
water?
Do you guys agree? Drowned? Yeah, with ice or no ice?
I don't agree.
Yeah, no ice. There's no ice in a well.
True. Not these wells.
You're thinking too literal now. You gotta think like you gotta go above that.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I think lateral.
I don't know. She drank a lot of water when she drowned.
See, this might just be me, but I think a shark goes to the bar, and when the shark gets to the bar, bartender asks, "What can I get you?" And the shark would always
Why the
go,
long face?
"Water, no ice."
Okay, I could see the reason for that.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna go majority rules.
I would see shark drinking like drinking a shark attack. Those little drinks where they put the dye inside the little like rubber shark and they go like
that's actually a good one. But that'd be like a human ordering a small human to like put in their drink.
Uh-huh.
Who's to the right of Jason? Is that a goblin?
Where is Jason? Oh, that is the Blair Witch from Todd McFarlane's toy line.
That's the titular Blair
Witch.
That is the Blair Witch. I just wanted an excuse to put a picture of the Todd McFarlane's Blair Witch of
you know
the first movie I should say that has no Blair Witch in it. So what are we feeling for water?
Hot take. I'm going Dracula.
Dracula. So we have like three.
Yeah, I'm going Dracula. That is the plain Jane, the plainest guy here. So I think a water, no ice would kind of. I mean, obviously it's going to be like blood, but I don't think blood is going to be on.
You don't think it's on the list? Okay,
it's a beverage on here.
Yeah.
It's like it's hard because some of these it's like you straight up know, like, you know, I look at Hannibal and I know for certain what he drinks. He drinks a nice Chianti. We know
true.
This.
You got lag with that.
I bet that's going to be on the list.
I'd like to change my answer to the house.
That's so real.
Ooh, that's
good. That is a pretty good
house
list. Good.
Okay.
Do you
want to
get rid of the house?
I think
quick,
that's
though?
A pretty Is that pretty
it
unanimous?
Has so much plumbing.
True. No ice.
It's gotta keep its teeny tiny thin spaghetti pipes lubed up.
Yep.
All right. So I'm hearing three for house.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's 100% true.
All right.
House drink water.
Okay. Our next one we have is Dr. Pepper. The soda, Dr. Pepper. Which of these?
Fuck! I should have waited for the house.
That's Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. I could see that.
He's got Dr. Pepper energy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 21 secret flavors inside of him.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. 21, 27? Nah.
23.
I was like,
Dr. Pepper.
Close.
Wait, who'd you say for Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm. Art the Clown. He's the black and white one.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Dracula.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's the Gilman.
I feel like I don't know enough about him. I don't know. I feel like I would want to say, like, Christine.
Okay, she runs on
the car.
She runs on
pure Dr. Pepper. I don't know about you, but if I was a car, I know I could run on Dr. Pepper. That's a powerful liquid.
It does get you going.
I think I might agree with.
Oh yeah.
Gibble dang. And I might have to say Art. I think he seems like the kind of person who would grow up in Texas and be like, "Yep, you gotta have your nice cold Dr. Pepper after you say prayers to God and Jesus, and then whatever."
How you know he's near is that you can smell the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
he looks like a sicko that drinks it warm. You know what I mean?
I don't want to say he's a Faygo guy, but
Art the Clown, Dr. Pepper. All right, next drink, coffee black. A black coffee. Ooh. Hot black coffee, I should also.
That's, I'm going Michael Myers, son.
Doesn't need to stay up late killing people.
Yeah.
What do you guys
Seems like a man of taste.
That's a hard one. I don't know. Wait, who's in the top right corner there?
The It Follows. The one that follows all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you, it, if you have
It That
sex.
Be Following.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the It That Be Following.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's the coffee
That's
drinker.
What I was going to say, too, because I think it's got to be... It's constantly on the move. It needs the
it's
caffeine
always,
at
it's
all times.
It's always following.
It's like,
yeah.
Give me more of that coffee, okay. baby.
So we got It Follows.
Oh, wait. Maybe Christine.
Passes an espresso bar.
Ooh, Christine?
I'm gonna change it to Christine. Actually,
that one's also hard because like it's coffee's a fuel. Like mm-hmm. that's so that's kind of
coffee
perfect.
Is a fuel.
What are you feeling, Nate? Because you're the
nah,
you're
I gotta
deciding.
Stick with it. Stick I gotta with, right. I gotta stick with it. Follows it be following.
It does be following.
Wow, it do be following.
It do be doing that. All right, number
and that's what it does in the movie too.
Number four, we have Faygo.
Spoiler.
Damn it.
Faygo.
Faygo?
Any flavor. Art
needed Faygo.
Art would have been perfect for Faygo.
Ghosts of Mars. No. I feel like Ghosts of Mars suit Faygo more than Art
they
the
Clown.
They
do look more ISP, honestly. And there's a lot of them.
ICP.
Or ICP, sorry.
Get it right.
No, I like my ICP. No, ICP. Like
you do?
I can't quite explain it, but I want to go Freddy Krueger on this.
Oh, okay. It's giving.
Oh, that's true.
It does give Detroit. It's
he
giving.
Gives Detroit.
Wait, but Christine's
so
a car. And Detroit is the automobile city.
True.
And Detroit is the home of Faygo.
And I feel like ICP would enjoy like a car that ran off of Faygo. I feel like they would love that.
Oh, okay. That
the
makes
Faygo
sense.
Mobile
so
it is.
Christine? I'll go with Christine.
The Faygo Mobile?
Christine, the Faygo Mobile.
Yeah.
Next drink, Thai milk tea with coconut jelly.
Oh, Jason, that's Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, you got two very opposite
everywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, we have Jason and Hannibal Lecter. What do you feel agreeance with either Jim Leader Nate?
Ooh, or maybe it's
nope,
Reagan,
Blair Witch, which is love tea.
That's like a white girl thing. You know what I mean?
So we have Blair Witch and
it
Reagan.
Sounds very much like. Yeah, I think we're going Reagan.
Actually, I think I can get behind that. I can
say the drink
actually,
again.
You know what? That I'm going to go with that too, just because I like the idea of Pazuzu the demon also being like, much like Reagan, I also do love me my milk bopper tea.
Give me 30% sugar and zero ice in coconut jelly.
Like the coconut.
Yes. And then just like
the
spin with its head.
Yeah.
All right. We have
perfect.
Arnold Palmer, half lemonade, half iced tea. Pretty good, you know, blend. What you feel? Who wants that refreshing Arnold Arnold Palmy?
All right,
Michael
who's lame?
Michael Myers.
Who would you
say? Michael Myers, West. After standing in one place, not moving for a good, like, 5 minutes, and then just takes a single sip of an Arnold Palmer.
Fair.
Maybe Herbert West. I'm not sure.
Oh, I could kind of see that. Would you say Lex?
Or Hannibal. Herbert or Hannibal?
Did you have one?
Michael Myers.
I was just trying to think which out of these guys seems like the most lame guy and boring guy to hang out with at the party.
Yeah.
You know, I have this thing. It's called an Arnold Palmer. And then I go, oh, cool. You know that's half lemonade and half tea, right? And I'm like, yeah.
You can make it yourself. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, we know. And he's so proud of himself, you know? And I'm like, ugh.
Arnold Palmer.
When you put it that way, it sounds
Arnold
like Dracula.
Palmer.
See, you know what? I might have to go with Dracula.
Okay.
I think I'd go with Dracula too.
Dracula drinks Arnold Palmer's because he thought that it was like the essence of a man named Arnold.
I think he does it because he thinks it makes him look classy. Like he's like, oh, look at me. Yeah. I drink Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer's.
Ooh. I make my own mixed drinks. Oh, what'd you put? What kind of alcohol's in that? Oh, I don't drink.
I don't drink wine.
I make a
fancy so can I come inside?
Yeah. Okay, who likes who?
No, Dracula, you can't come inside.
Who here likes a classic orange juice? Just like a cup of orange juice.
Classic OJ.
Oh, dude, Freddy Krueger.
Fredway?
I feel like he'd be in a commercial, Saturday morning commercial for OJ.
For oranges?
All right, hear me out. Jaws.
Ooh.
I just, yeah, that once works you said
I need my vitamins.
I just see someone being like, man, what am I going to do? I don't have anything to drink or a way to get my vitamin C. And then the Jaws comes out of the ocean and is like, well, now I got a drink
Look
for
at
you.
What I got. Just throws like an orange juice, like an orange, you know? Somehow with his fin.
I feel like citrus is like refreshing. It's spritzy. It's like, and I feel like a shark knows all about refreshing.
And spritz.
And so spritz.
Is that two for Jaws? Two for Big Shark?
I think I'm for Jaws, at least.
I'm for Jaws. That makes sense.
Okay. So Jaws got that classic.
Even though they're only carnivorous creatures.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. Anyways.
So what, they work at a carnival?
It means they only...
They only eat carnivals.
They only mate with males. That's what it means.
Oh, gotcha. Who here's favorite drink is tequila shots? Which villain here is like, let's fucking party, shots, see, shots.
See, now that's now giving me Freddy Krueger.
Ghost of Mars.
Ghost of Mars, there's a lot of them.
Ghost of Mars. They're all just sitting there like, hitting them back.
Yeah, just
actually, that makes sense. If there's a lot of them, they have a whole party.
They're just nonstop slamming them.
I don't know. I would. Part of me wants to say the blob.
The blob with shots.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
I can see that too. I think it sounds like we have two for Ghosts of Mars, though.
But actually, I'm kind of being swayed by this blob argument. I just need a little more.
I'm not sure because it's so. You only need very little of it to fuck you up.
Yeah,
just like
it goes down easy.
The blob does probably need a lot of like liquor. To be fair, I feel like with how big it is. So sounds like
I was thinking the blob would like get dissolved by alcohol, like or something. Like they would like it would like streak and just be like.
So,
no, the blob dissolves you.
What are we feeling? So final one we have. One for the blob. We had one for Ghosts of Mars. Where is that?
And then... You know, I'm making a sudden shift. I think this is the Blair Witch because that's what I'd be looking like after shots of tequila.
Yeah, fair. So we have Blair Witch. If you guys want, I can pick out of the three. If there's no...
I think you're going to have to be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to do this one.
I do. I'm going to go with Blair Witch because I love the idea that she just got shit-faced and that's why she never appeared in the first movie.
She's too drunk. She's
passed the fuck out.
She couldn't find them. Wait, she could scare them. She was, her powers and her traps and everything could scare them and make them, like, and hurt them. But, like, she could never get to where they are because she was just stumbling around all the time. Like,
yeah, they hear rustling. It's just her stumbling or running into, like, a bush or something. Like, oh, what was that?
Pretty good. Still mad at Magic the Gathering, but you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what's the analog for me where it's like they started doing crossovers and it ruined the series. Because I've had things where it's like it gets ruined over time, like it's nothing new.
I feel like I feel like that's why people call it Fortnite the card game. Is because other than Fortnite, there's not a lot of things that have done
like
this
Space Jam,
level of, like
who cares about Space Jam? Like enough to be it's like two movies.
That's going to be the next.
Like, it's just like, it's hard. It's just so weird for them. I don't know. It's just like, I just looked forward so much to Magic's take on blank. You know, like, I love slasher movies, but I want to see Magic's take on slasher movies, not just
here's
slasher
Freddy
movies
Cougar.
In the form of cards.
Yeah, here's Freddy Cougar.
You know what I mean? And so it's weird, like, that's Duskmourn. Like, Duskmourn, like, you know, was their take on, like, horror stuff and, like, 80s horror, the 80s horror genre.
Like, tropes, yeah.
And, Yeah, and the tropes, and it's like, and that's how you can do funny things, like have Meat Hook Massacre 2, because, you know, it's a, but like, if you just made a card that was called the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, that, nowhere.
Oh, that'd be such a good card.
You're like, no, that's, I want
not,
it.
That's one of the not best. Clever, though. That's yeah, not yeah, clever that's... in any way, shape, or form. It's just putting a movie title on a card.
See, what they should, like, do is, they should just make, like, a separate card series that's like, here's the slasher horror card deck, and here's the, like, superhero card deck with, like, similar mechanics or something. I don't know. That's,
well, something that yeah. they've, like, alluded to that they might end up doing is they might make a separate format for like, if this continues, they mm-hmm. might eventually make a non, like a non-Universes old, Beyond like, format, where gotcha. It's like, this is the one format we have where Universes Beyond aren't allowed.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, why bother? No one's going to play it.
Yeah, next...
They've already printed the... But makes the money. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
So what's the next
thing? Next drink we have is Bloody Beer. A Bloody Mary, but with beer instead of vodka.
Ugh,
it could be a...
What the fuck?
Have you guys never...
Is that a real...
It's like a michelada.
Well, I guess like...
It's essentially like a michelada, yeah, but
I
like...
I guess flavor profile, it would be the exact same as michelada.
I don't know why it sounds gross
oh, no,
at
I've,
first, but
yeah.
it's like
a... I've had a Bloody Beer and it's like gross, but I've had micheladas and they're good. They're, whatever is different is better with one. But which of these freaks do you think would love a fucking Bloody Beer at the end of their
Hannibal.
Work shift?
Fucking Gilman.
Ooh.
Chilling by the...
I was about to say the same
chilling
thing.
By the water.
Gilman?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I don't know what it was about him. I don't know. I feel like the veggie part of it, like, is a little more natural.
Ooh,
yeah, like, olives.
He's the kind of guy who drinks it and then he's like, what? It's not like I'm just drinking. There's also, like, you know, it's got like vegetables, so it's like healthy.
I know it's 10 a.m., but like, I got a full serving of vegetables.
And I'm
now.
Gonna be swimming later, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I'll swim it off.
Next, I don't have a problem.
Next drink we have is Mountain Dew Baja
like
Blast.
That guy.
Gilman has a drinking problem.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow, there you
Baja
go.
Blast.
Baja Blast.
Ghost of Mars.
Oh, dude.
I feel like that's gotta go Ghost of Mars.
Wait,
right?
Jason. I'm thinking Jason, dude.
Jason?
Jason's got
I have
Baja
my
Blast
own,
kid energy.
But I'll wait till Lag gives his.
I think who would be Baja Blasted?
Yeah, who would want to get blasted?
Oh, when you put it like that.
I think if you're trying to I think out of all these, if anyone's trying to get Baja Blasted, it's going to be Freddy Krueger.
That's
ooh,
so true.
Wow.
I
interesting.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
So we got two for
I
Fred.
Just, oh, my God. I would love to see him chugging a Baja Blast.
I was going to. When I was putting this together, I was thinking Herbert West.
I don't know.
Like, he uses it actually as the reanimator fluid, is the Baja Blast. That was
ingredient.
My thought.
Freddy.
Yeah,
Freddy Krueger
too easy.
Is it Freddy Krueger who does easy. That scene that the mask does too, where like where someone tries to like stab him a bunch in the dream, but then he like drinks something and it like leaks out of him? Does that ever happen in a Freddy?
That
Krueger
sounds like a comedy
movie. Because I feel
maybe,
like it's
though.
Something it would.
Sounds.
I don't know if that's. Exactly
I've seen it in the mask.
Happens.
The mask does it. He gets shot and he drinks something. And
I know. Yeah, the mask. Does
yeah, that's what Nate said. Yeah.
I'm just like now. I'm picturing Freddy Krueger doing that, but with Baja Blast.
I mean, I know my favorite scene of Freddy Krueger like is the one where he like chops off his own fingers because he goes, "Tina, watch this," and then he chops off his fingers and they start shooting out what looks like Baja Blast, but.
True.
Oh,
and he drinks it.
Yeah, he's,
and the Taco Bell logo comes on.
See, he's already got Baja Blast for blood.
So, which of these freaks loves a pumpkin spice latte? Like they're all
oh, Hannibal Lecter,
all about pumpkin spice. You got Hannibal Lecter.
Sorry, I just imagined the ring girl coming through your TV and like shambling up to a counter and then just still being like, "Yeah, can I get a pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah, please, three pumps."
Half calf, three pumps of sweet
cream foam,
two shots vanilla,
extra whipped cream,
and extra whipped cream,
and then sweet cream foam on the top.
Why do we have
guys.
The same order?
We can't make all the women in this the same character.
But it'd be funny with the ring girl because it's like not the complete opposite. But would you say?
What did we say for the Exorcist?
I do like a
the fucking the same. Thing.
She was
like
a Thai milk tea.
Of Hannibal Lecter being a big pumpkin spice latte girly.
Yeah, okay. Honestly, that does ring.
So you got Hannibal.
Perfect. With the flakes.
Have you had the pumpkin spice, Clarice?
Clarice to Starbucks.
I enjoy its warmth and that spice.
And that whipped cream. It's very delicious, Clarice.
So we have six more for this last round.
You have to get the sweet cold foam, Clarice. It melts into the coffee. It melts, Clarice.
They often say they don't have it, but that isn't true, Clarice. You see, the workers are just too lazy to make it.
Much of them are liars.
You ask for extra drizzle.
That's how he drinks it, too. From like the hot cup.
And that is hot. That is why I ate an entire Starbucks staff.
And now they don't fuck with me. Anyways, so we have about six more for this round. Our next drink is Sex on the Beach. Which of these saucy
Ghosts of Mars? Ghosts of
I'm surprised they've lasted this long, honestly. Shit.
You know, I'm actually kind of Herbert West.
So we have Herbert West. What was that, Nate?
I was saying I'm sad that Gilman is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Them's the breaks, you know?
I think I'm going to go with the Blob.
So we have Blob, Herbert West.
I was thinking that, too.
What you feeling, Gym Leader Nate?
I was thinking that, too, yeah.
So we have, hear me out.
He looks
like
a Sex on the Beach.
I was thinking Jason. Because
he's by the
lakes
lake.
Have beaches.
Yeah.
That's true,
I guess.
So Jason just out in his bikini, you know, enjoying a sex on the beach on the beach.
But, you know, nothing better. Wait, so were there two for the
Blob?
We all
went different.
Yeah, or is it still all different? Because I can pick one if needed.
I'm going with the Blob.
Blob?
There you go.
Because I was thinking that at first.
Okay. Lag, what were you thinking?
Oh, I'm
still
the
sticking
Blob.
With. Oh, you said the Blob.
Yeah, his was
gotcha.
Blob.
So there was. Yeah. Okay. So the Blob loves himself of Sex on the Beach. Little umbrella floating inside of him.
I was trying to, like. Yeah. I feel like that's a great visual, right? The little umbrella in the Blob, not being the only thing that doesn't dissolve.
Yeah. He consumes
that's
the whole glass, like, all at once. Just the cup and all.
The umbrella floating around. All right. We have Water with Ice. Which is good.
This is Jason.
Okay.
It's Jason.
Pretty straightforward.
Or maybe it's Sonico, because she comes out of the TV, and that's like, she's like, I had a really dry mouth.
Cold water, that was the problem.
Not yet. I don't know. I don't feel like Sonico's has come yet.
So, Nate, what were you thinking?
Wait, what about the ghosts? What about the ghosts of Mars? Aren't they thirsty?
Yeah, they are on Mars.
I think like Mars has no water anymore. They'd be incredibly thirsty.
All right, but look at the fire. Maybe the fireball is going to be on this list.
True. All right, I think for this one, I will go with Sadako because I do love the idea that the water she drowned in was just not cold enough, and that was the problem.
Exactly. It was too warm.
That was the one problem.
Whatever.
So what, we have four more? Last four?
Yeah.
We have a seltzer. Of any variety.
Oh, that's the Ghost of Mars.
No.
Seltzers are Ghost of Mars. It's the excessive carbon dioxide, obviously.
Maybe Herbert West. I feel like Herbert West would like a seltzer.
Herbert White Claws with the boys.
Herbert West is definitely a seltzer boy.
He likes himself some White Claws?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I can see that.
Alright. Last three. And so the last drink, too, will be assigned to whoever's left. So, you know, you guys might want to try to parse through these.
So last two.
Yeah, I guess last two options. Next one we have is blood. Who here likes to drink blood?
Ghost of Mars.
Ghost of Mars, hands down.
Ghost of Mars.
Ghost of Mars. Easy. Yeah.
Even more than Dracula. Even more than Dracula.
And they're ghosts.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, there's the obvious answer, but it's like, Dracula doesn't like to drink blood.
He has to drink blood. Because
here's the deal. Here's also the deal. The Ghosts of Mars are exactly what I was talking about earlier. They're ghosts that can be sucked, you know. They're the kind of ghosts that can
be
sucked. They can be sucked. They're not, so
yeah.
That's like, it's key.
They like doing it.
Fair.
True.
they enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Listen, Mark, I really like your ghost design here. It's looking really interesting. I just have one question. Can they be suck?
Can they suck? Can they be suck? Yeah, can they be suck? Yeah.
Can be suck? Yes, can
no?
suck?
It's like on a yes or no like questionnaire.
I think these ghosts can be suck.
It just says, can they be suck? With two C's.
All right, last option we have is tea. A nice cup of tea. Isn't it?
It's feeling Michael Myers to me.
Michael Myers?
Yeah. He seems more like a tea boy.
He's very slow, methodical. That's a tea drink. That's a tea drinker.
So that leaves our friend Jason with his favorite drink being oil.
Yeah.
Oil.
God damn.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, honestly.
He's an oily man.
He is a zombie, so. All right, we'll do, I think we have time for maybe one more round. Same characters. This time we're going to go through their vibes. So, which of these characters, same characters, you know, which of these characters is a dog person and loves to boop pupper snoots? So now that we found all their drinks, we need to figure out what's their vibe? What do they like? You know, what are their characteristics?
Freddy Krueger for sure.
With the claw.
Hey, little bumpers.
Little bitch. Slices him. Literal bitch.
See? He literally calls people bitches all the time.
Exactly. Like, he was actually always talking to his dog. I think Christine. Off camera. Okay. Are you saying that because you want to see her run over a dog?
She just hits dogs. She wants to boop
their snoot. Yeah.
But I imagine a Pixar animated Christine just like, has to adopt a dog or something.
Oh, that's so cute.
That'd be good.
If we're being completely serious, honestly, for me it would be Jason.
Okay. So we have Jason and one.
I don't know what about it. I just see Jason silently walking up to a little doggy and just like patting it on the head and then turning around and immediately decapitating somebody.
I think have been dogs in the Friday the 13th movies, and I don't think he's killed any of them, actually, funny enough. I think they've almost always lived, if not always.
Yeah, I feel like Jason strikes me as one of those people who's like, why can't all people be dogs? hates people with a passion, but loves
all dogs
animals.
Are angels.
Yeah, all dogs are—they're just sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Little puppers.
I see that,
and they all go to heaven.
So we're gonna go with Jason.
Yeah, why not?
Little puppers. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Can I has puppy? All right.
If he had had a dog, it could have like paddled out into the lake.
Ooh, it has a dog. Has a hockey mask too. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Which of these villains calls you an asshole for not letting them go out with the boys on your parents' birthday? It's like you have a birthday party for your parent. He knew about.
That's got Christine Reagan written all over it.
I'm thinking Reagan.
Yeah, Pazuzu would be really mad at you for canceling a night out with the boys. He'd be like, it's a night so with the boys. True. What do you think you're doing?
I had this planned for weeks. I told you.
I had to take over this party. Put it on the calendar. You made me put it on the calendar.
Okay. So we got Reagan.
You knew about this and you still made me cancel.
So wait, Reagan's going out with the boys, right?
Yeah.
Or she's trying. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Cool. Next one we have, which of these characters pours milk first, then cereal?
Oh, wow. So which one of these characters is deeply disturbed?
Yeah, which is the most sick and twisted?
The most disturbed and twisted.
Well, that's disturbed. Well, I wasn't even thinking Hannibal disturbed. Lecter. I was thinking more of just...
snobby or something.
Dumb, I guess. No, not even snobby. Snob pouring the milk.
You
see, Clarice, missing the point, I guess.
I pour my milk first. Yeah. I enjoy my milk with a nice cereal on top.
I was thinking of Nope, the scene in Nope where she pours the milk, but it's different because she has it in a little tea pouring thing pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
The little milk spoon.
Yeah. So yeah, who
or is it the house for? From Poltergeist?
True.
No, let's save that one.
Yeah,
I think we do save that one. I'm gonna. You guys can choose who you want. And my vibe is feeling Hannibal Lecter, and he's convinced that he has figured out that this is the superior way, and everyone else is stupid.
True, like you said, it's psychotic. So, and so we have one for Lecter.
Maybe Jaws.
Jaws. It sounds like.
Yeah.
I love the idea of pouring milk underwater. Yeah. Just floats up.
Underwater, yeah.
And then cereal.
That's why you got to do it first.
Okay, okay. Those are two pretty good. I like both of those, Lecter and Jaws.
Also, I do just like picturing Jaws eating cereal. Like,
yeah. Yeah. What are you feeling, Lag?
Part of me wants to say the Blob. Mostly because he'd go to grab the milk from the fridge and it would immediately dissolve first.
And yeah. Like, he has to go step by step.
Grab the cereal. And it's more like he knows it's going to happen every time. He just fucks it up every time.
Every time.
Mm. He just always gets the order wrong.
How does he even get it in the fridge?
Yeah. Well, and his wife.
His Blobina?
Yeah, Blobby. Mrs. Blob. Mrs. the Blob.
Blobette.
So, yeah. I think for this one, I think I'm going to go with Jaws, because I think that was a pretty... I love the idea of just cereal underwater. And yeah, just the picture of him. Gark, gark, gark.
That would be a good commercial. Having a shark as like a cereal mascot, yeah, honestly would be a great commercial. True. For the big chomping.
Okay, which of these sick, twisted minds listens to Ben Shapiro regularly?
That's giving Hannibal Lecter to me.
Okay. Thanks for that.
I think, yeah. Yeah, I think.
Let's be real.
We got two for that.
I'm going to hard disagree with that. Dracula. That's what I'm thinking. Actually, I'm thinking it's Dracula.
Dracula. It's okay, a okay. HUD. Oh, yeah. Old either, world, you know, like old European either man.
Dracula or It Follows?
So we have
because they're both very conservative.
You know, it follows an STD also... ghost, and on that principle, I feel like that one's more like, no, just keep doing it, keep passing me on. It's a little bit more
true. True,
like, yeah. So, that wouldn't vibe because like Ben Shapiro believes that wet pussies are unhealthy.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah. Wussies, as we call them. Yeah, I agree with Dracula. Yeah.
So Dracula is pretty unanimous. See, Dracula, yeah, he doesn't like anything wet. We have... no, which of these...
His name's Dracula.
Dracula. He wants to suck your blood to dry you out, that's why.
Exactly. Like, you're too wet. He wants everybody to be dry.
To dry you out, yeah. So which one of these spends weekends working soup kitchens? Kind of wholesome.
Oh, yeah,
it's good. Trying to better the, you know, community, maybe.
The house from Baldrick.
You know what? Agreed. I think the house hosts. Agreed. The house hosts, yeah, the soup kitchen.
Yeah. The house hosts it. Yeah.
So house from Poltergeists. Yeah, that's what it hosts them. Then that makes sense.
All right. Yeah. There's a lot of demons,
ghosts that can serve too. So it's like the pots and pans are flying around, like feeding the homeless and
stuff like that. Yeah. Thinking.
All right, this is
like a Casper kind of situation,
basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Almost.
All right, so which of these
the friendly ghoul?
Let me actually delete that too, so we don't accidentally pick it again. Which of these characters plays a blue deck in MTG? Which one seems like
Blair Witch?
Blair Witch.
Hold on. Oh man, hold
I'm gonna say Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Oh man.
Nice commander. Too bad he's really gone.
I'm really trying to get the vibe right here.
Gotcha.
I
guess for listeners that don't know, could someone explain a blue deck in like a sentence or two?
A lot of preventing other people from playing the game and trying to combo out and do silly things in the meantime while you're preventing everyone else from playing the game.
After hearing that,
have fun. Here's a better definition of a blue deck: annoying.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's the definition.
See, because I almost wanted to go Hannibal Lecter here.
Okay.
You know, sense of superiority.
Oh, that's true.
The constant, like, kind of like tricking and switching with, like, cutting off the guard's face and putting his face on and, like, ooh, you know, big blue, making copies of things, energy.
I agree. Yeah.
So we have two for Hannibal?
I might say Blair Witch only because just like a lot of blue decks, sometimes there's really not anything at the end for payoff.
It's a whole lot of them off, but don't have a way to win.
It's a whole like lot of just driving people crazy and then building up to nothing.
That's pretty good.
That's so good.
So okay, so was anyone switching, or do we have two for Hannibal? And
still? I mean, I also do see the that's Hannibal good thing, though. So that's my thing. If I lose this one,
It sounds like we have like a list of blue deckers here. Hannibal. Okay, so Hannibal will continue.
Honestly, I feel like being a murderer and someone who plays a blue deck is just kind of like goes hand in hand.
It's overkill. Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Like that's just the deck for psychopaths. So true. That makes sense. All right. Which, why is Dracula up here? Funny. Didn't we do Dracula?
Yes,
yeah, he was Ben Shapiro. That guy's a Ben Shapiro head.
Yeah, he's the Ben Shapiro head.
Get out of here, Shapiro head.
Pilled. Yeah,
he's Ben Pilled.
Ben Pilled.
Ben Pilled. Shapiro Pilled.
Nice. Shapiloed. All right. Which of these freaks likes to write writes commissioned fan fiction about Sonic the Hedgehog? So they write
that's one more time.
So
for
which,
sure.
They write commissioned fanfic about Sonic the Hedgehog. So they get paid for this.
Oh, Art the Clown.
Okay.
Typing on a typewriter like an old school typewriter.
Oh, can I ask you guys one question just for my own sake?
Yeah.
What is Art from?
Terrifier.
He's more new. I haven't even seen his movies either, to be fair. But he's just a popular modern slasher,
very popular. They're popular for their intense
gore,
visceral gore. That's like really, it's really fucked up. But sometimes it dips into the point where it becomes comedic. Like
it's so extreme,
especially in the second one. Like there's a scene where
go ahead.
It's so insane. But Art the Clown himself, like. There's basically a scene where someone gets tortured and you think and like it goes on for a long period of time, and then Art leaves for a little bit, and then he comes back like even happier, like with like more shit, and it just becomes comical at that point. It's like so,
it's like mallet space almost, sounds like.
Well, I don't know, that sounds
like it's like a representation, or like he's just like pulling out more things and you're like, what the fuck, where'd you get that from? Or like, or is it just that's
no,
like more stuff?
No, not that in particular.
Gotcha.
No, not so much like the items, like more of like
just how long it goes.
How long it goes and how comedic they make it. It's interesting.
But yeah, so sorry. Well, this is the Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's a mime.
Fanfic. Which
this is a Sonic, yeah.
Which
fanfic
one,
writer
which
for
said.
Money?
I know there's one for Art the Clown.
I don't know. I just like, for some reason, I can just see Freddy Krueger like drawing Sonic Mpreg art and selling it on the internet. I don't know why. Just him just being just like,
hey, dreaming it up. Yeah.
That's real good. That's real good.
Oh, like, did you hear the new Hey Riddle Riddle? That's basically that is that.
Which episode or the Patreon?
The Patreon. There's a pregnant Sonic painting in there.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Was a good one. I like that one.
That's a character, yeah.
What about you, Lag? Are you feeling anyone particular?
There's only one option here in my mind, and it's the It Follows demon.
My mind.
Ghost, because it's trying to get people, you know, getting some people a little horny, getting them a little ready to go. A little preg request art, you know, they're like, oh, you know, maybe like I just want this. So I think it's just trying to fuel the desire.
Gotcha.
Yeah, represents the looming threat of furries.
The looming threat, yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine the It Follows entity coming at you as like a furry, like in the suit?
It's just the same thing, but he's in a fur
like
suit.
Like a fur oh suit. Just, I mean, honestly, it'd be kind of creepier. All right. I think I'm
that's just Five Nights at Freddy's.
I think I'm going to go with It Follows for that one because that's pretty damn good. God, you're right. That would be the fucking Five Nights at Freddy's. People would be like, oh my God, it's Freddy. It's Golden Freddy.
It's Golden Freddy. Har, 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 har. Or whatever.
All right. Which of these characters calls everyone Bud? Whether they're angry or mad or like happy or whatever. They just call everyone Bud or Buddy.
Oh, Christine, oh, that's the car.
Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Bud.
Oh, pardon me, Bud.
Yeah, whatever, Bud. Yeah, okay, okay, Bud. Bitch. Yeah, sure.
Bud, bitch. Just like on top of it.
Very condescending.
You know, Freddy would be calling everybody Bud on set when he's like, you know, being like, well, I'm not working right now.
Between takes.
I'm not working right now. Okay, Bud. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, okay,
whatever,
Bud.
Yeah, whatever, Bud. Go get my to coffee. It again.
Okay. I'm sold. All
right. Yeah. We got Fredward, Krugward, or Bud.
Fredward, Krugward.
The clown.
All right. Next one we have is they slay at drag. So who here slays at drag?
The Blob.
Oh wait, ooh, is Art the Clown still on there? Or yep. No.
Yeah.
Art the Clown is still on there.
Yeah, yeah. I think It Follows took the last one or the other one.
Who slays at drag, you said?
Yeah.
Who here? The car. Obviously.
A car and a
the
block.
Car.
Two
drag
cars.
Race.
Oh, drag race. True. That's perfect. All right. I think it.
Perfect, Christine.
No notes.
Christine slays.
Got it in one. All right.
10 comedy
here,
points.
Who here loves hunting people underwater? Who's it? Who's vibe is?
I know people are going to be tempted to say Gilman, right?
Sal Gilman?
But Sadako's kind of always underwater. That's her thing. Is that like even when she's coming for you, she's still all wet because like she's always in the
she's
well.
She's always underwater. Always, yeah, I like that. Mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we go in. Let's go with two Sadakos.
Yeah.
What would you have picked, Lag? Just, I mean, we're doing a Sadako, but I'm curious.
And I like to believe she likes swimming.
She loves.
Yeah, that's
iced
why
water.
They toss her down there.
Yeah.
But that's why she went down there. She enjoys it.
You could let me out now.
I'm done swimming. No, honey. Just
what,
a few
what
more
was that
hours.
Weird noise? I don't know. Let's leave.
I've done about a trillion laps in this well
now. In one small circle.
It's like just spinning in place almost.
She wasn't very bright.
Okay, well
yeah,
next one.
It's definitely her fault for getting killed.
Next anyway. One we have is, which one of these is a camp counselor during summer camp?
The Ghost of Mars. They're all the counselors.
The Ghost of
they're
Mars.
The counselors
yes,
at
the
camp.
The whole entire camp. They're the whole camp.
While they're taking tequila shots, I love it.
Yeah.
Or no, whatever. What were they doing? Were they...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They straight up give them to the kids.
They just drink blood, and then they're like, let's go, kids.
It's blood. That's what it was. Yeah.
Right. Come on. We're going for a hike.
In Mars. It's a summer camp in Mars.
Hikes of Mars.
Yeah, the sequel. Or prequel.
There you go.
All right, which one of these characters is in a thruple and always brings it up? Like, they don't shut up. They talk about it all the time.
Blop.
basically Herbert West.
Oh, okay.
Fucking true. Herbert West is in a thruple.
So we
have one Herbert, one Blop.
That's just incredibly true.
What are you thinking, Lag?
I wanted to say McGill Man.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. He's in a relationship with the land and the sea. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, actually. I like that.
You go to Gilman, then?
Yeah, let's go Gilman.
Okay.
With the land and sea, when you put it that way, you know.
Yeah, my two wives. Oh, God. Yeah, my two loves.
The sea.
So we have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 more left? Or five more left. Yes, 5 more. Okay. Next one. Who here is gay but likes classical music?
Oh, Herbert West, Art. For sure, actually.
What'd you say, Nate?
I said Art.
Art.
But
okay, Art. Herbert.
Definitely hates women.
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like it. Honestly.
What's your feeling, Lag?
I think I'll also go with Herbert West.
Two Herberts. Nice. Okay.
Herbie.
He's gay. He likes classical music.
Classical music.
He likes bringing people back from the dead and snapping pencils.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He stabs pencils.
Stab. Who here streams in public and bothers people to get them mad with pranks?
Art the Clown.
I hate that. Yeah. That seems 100% his
and
vibe.
I'm saying this because I'm going to say it. I hate that guy. I hate Art the Clown.
Yeah. Fair. All right, yeah.
Perfect.
That's a pretty one-to-one. Okay. Oh, this is perfect, actually. Who here has a blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes?
The blob.
The blob, yeah.
All right, perfect.
It's a very... that his face is so pale you can't see it.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So black.
Some would say it has some features.
Yeah.
Some would say, yeah.
Or Jaws would have been good.
Jaws would have been really good.
One, yeah. I guess for gym leader Nate's knowledge, that was actually a quote straight from Halloween. Michael Myers Halloween.
No,
I
assumed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I assumed.
Nice.
Did you just mansplain?
Yes.
Ugh, as usual. Ugh.
Dude, why else would I come to an insane asylum?
I Duh. Roll.
Hey.
Gaslighting.
Oh, yeah, that's
hey,
where
guys.
We are.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you guys know, Dala, what you said earlier, that actually is a quote from Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh,
so, which one though?
So just you know, Rob Zombie one. I just wanted to make sure we all knew that, and it's yeah. specifically the John Carpenter
Mag,
one. You know,
Mag, you're so
like
smart.
It's
oh
specifically
you know
that
so
one.
Much.
It's not the Robert Zombie, none of that. So just
2019, 2018,
Robert Zombie,
whatever year.
So there you are. Just fun factoid. Just a fun little factoid.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to explain that.
I'm gonna do an editor's like audio note. Hey guys, it's me, Dala. Just so you guys know that what Lag said right now is real and
it's not true.
It's actually from Halloween.
Yeah, it's actually from Halloween. Not true, yeah. It's not called John Carpenter's Halloween. It's called Halloween 1970.
Oh my god! Honestly, I wish
is actually called John Carpenter's Halloween.
It is.
Yeah. Well. I think it's called Halloween, but it has it on the cover. Technically, actually, just kidding.
Dumb actually.
No. All right, we have.
So what's the last?
We have last two
vibes.
So our last two options, we have Michael Myers, the titular, and the Blair Witch. So, the last one you guys get to choose on, which one of these two thinks Stephen King's early 2000s work is his best work?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch.
Yeah.
100%. Out of touch.
Blair Witch.
She's out in the woods. She doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. She found a copy of Dreamcatcher or something in the woods.
I don't know, Nate. I think she might be the most in touch. She might know the real truth. Which is that downer Stephen King is kind of where it's at because
he's kind of
what's going on, man.
To be honest, I have no timeline to when his books actually came out because like every Stephen King book I've ever read has been a good like decade at least since it was published.
Oh, easily.
Okay.
Like all I can think of is right now I'm like the Dome. Wait, that's like 2012, 2010.
Yeah, they get to you eventually. 10 years later, you get to them. But all right, cool. So that leaves Michael Myers as the one that does every new TikTok trend.
Oh yeah,
that he comes upon.
He's doing it in the GIF. Yeah, of course.
He's doing a dance right now.
He's doing all the dances. He's doing the English or English or Spanish.
Yeah,
and then, like
Laurie
Strode pauses.
It'd be so great. Or like that new one, the Jamiroquai slide, where it's just like
people are
slowly getting closer to the camera. Yeah.
Nice. There, all right, cool. So let me just read back what we got, what we ended up with, and you know, and before we jump into our plugs, you know, stop sharing. All right, so we have Poltergeist drinks, favorite drink is water, no ice. They also are help out on the weekends working in a soup kitchen. Next we have Art the Clown. favorite drink, Dr. Pepper. And he loves to go in public and do pranks, you know, for content, streaming pranks with his Dr. Pepper.
That sounds so perfect.
We have It Follows, you know, with chugging black coffees, just all everywhere he goes while he writes. Maybe he needs that too while he writes Sonic fan fiction, you know? Yeah, he's like just up all night, type, okay, coffee.
100%.
We got Christine with the filling up with the Faygo. You know, she needs all that Faygo to energize her while she goes.
I forgot about that.
While she goes and slays that drag race, that is.
Faygo Mobile. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Next, we got Reagan from The Exorcist with her Thai milk tea, coconut boba, or coconut jelly, not coconut boba.
Don't get it wrong.
Jelly, yeah, my bad. She's also mad because she's calling you an asshole for not letting her go out with the boys. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to go to your parents' birthday party. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I was going golfing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do some head spins with my friends.
I'm just picturing a scene of her being like, please let me go with the boys. We're supposed to go and have fun. Please, head spins. Hey, y'all, let me go have drinks right now.
You asshole. Yeah. Fucking jelly flying out of her, coconut jelly flying out of her mouth.
Ooh.
And we have Dracula listening to that Ben Shapiro while he's drinking some Arnold Palmies.
That fits perfectly. That's so Dracula. Dracula.
He's just. I really love my podcasts.
He's right. Women shouldn't have rights. Blah.
You must listen to Joe Rogan Ooh. Experience.
Do you like to listen to Jen?
Next on my list.
You like listening to Ben Shapiro, the Children of the Night. So we have Jaws with the fucking hearty breakfast of OJ and pouring his milk first before cereal.
Like, dude, he's got a well-balanced breakfast right there.
Yeah. He is a breakfast like icon.
Dude, that's like, what a fucking perfect. Blair Witch.
Good eats.
Stumbling around, taking tequila shots while she's, you know, thinking about Stephen King's, like, Dreamcatcher book and all those, like, other early 2000s.
Yeah, you know, with the tequila shots, everything makes that much more sense, too. She's like, like, you guys just don't get it. I can see it. He has visions, man.
And then we
it takes a tequila shot drunk to enjoy a cokehead writer, really.
you gotta be down to get the up, you know,
slows things down in order
to enjoy the up.
when Stephen King when he goes up, you go down. When he goes down, you go up. You fucking match him where he's at. Alright, we have Gilman, who's in a thruple and always talking about it while he's sipping away at his bloody beer. You know, there's a little fucking celery in there and all. And Fred,
oh my god,
Freddy Krueger, Mountain Dew, Baja Blast over there while he you know, calls everyone Bud, just sipping it, like drinking. I feel like that matches. So, Bud, I'll get a Baja Blast and a Taco 12 pack.
Hey, Bud.
Shakes his ice cup. I need a refill, Bud.
Hey, Bud, can you give me a blast?
Less ice in this one, a little
blast,
Bud.
Refill.
And then next we have Hannibal Lecter, who's sipping on a pumpkin spice latte, playing his blue deck, and just being snobby as hell.
Yep, 100%.
My God.
Oh, wow, that's perfect.
Random asshole you find at a tournament on, like, opening night or something.
The dude who's just sitting at the card shop and asks every person who walks in, playing Commander? You playing Commander?
Get this. Yeah. He was wearing a scarf?
Yeah.
Just coming in with the
scarf. Yeah, I came here alone. Why'd you ask?
It's like really, and it's like really tightly wrapped around his neck.
Like really, he's got like one of those, and he's got like one of those newsy caps or like the pub hats.
Yeah.
Beret.
Then we have the Blob sipping on some Sex on the Beach while having the blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes, which is a quote from Halloween by John Carpenter in 1978.
Oh, interesting fact, Dala. I have not told you this, but did you know that is an exact quote from Halloween?
Wait, which one, though?
By Con Carpenter?
Con Carpenter, my favorite. The one that made The Thong?
The Thong,
Like, what other movies did you...
That's going to be the sequel.
The Thunk.
The thing, the thong.
Yeah, I thought.
And then the thong.
Ooh. The trilogy. His real
thong. The thong. The thong.
Thing, thong, thong.
Surprise, the last one is just a sandal.
Okay, what is it? We have Sadako, you know, enjoying a nice cold water with ice while she hunts people underwater.
Perfect. Now you're soggy.
Then we have Herbert West enjoying a seltzer, a White Claw, or, you know, some Topo Chico maybe. While, you know, he's also being gay and liking classical music.
Ooh, all of this adds up real nicely.
Yeah.
As most White Claw enjoyers do.
Pretty much, yeah.
Got him.
We have all of the ghosts of Mars enjoying a warm glass of blood, or cold, maybe cold, I don't know what their preference. Enjoying blood, but while they're doing camp counseling during summer camp.
Yep.
God, I would love to go to that camp. I'm not going to lie. I feel like if you made a Ghost of Mars themed summer camp for adults, you would actually sell out tickets. Like, I feel like you'd run out of space.
I don't know about that, Nate. I feel like you're, like, greatly overestimating how many people actually like or care about Ghost of Mars, because that is definitely something that I'm well aware of, that when I talk about, I'm like, nobody cares about this. What am I doing?
All you have to do to sell it is be like, and like, you can be Ice Cube. And then that's all they have to think. I can be Ice Cube?
Ooh.
That's it.
Well, he's not a Ghost of Mars, though. But maybe he'll be there.
Who else could I be?
They run.
Oh, they can be.
You have to go there. And you're the Ice Cube. You're in the role of Ice Cube.
Gotcha.
Jason Statham. You could be Jason Statham.
You could be Jason. Yeah.
You could be Jason.
I forgot he's in there.
I could be the Jason Statham of Ghost of Mars.
You could be Rogue.
Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Then we have Michael Myers enjoying a tea while doing the like newest TikTok trend. You know, just telling people English, Spanish, you know, doing dances.
Yeah.
Pranking the
Sips
people.
Sips Earl Grey.
Yeah. Ooh. And last but not least, we have Jason Voorhees enjoying a glass of oil while booping the snoot of a pupper.
Absolutely, 100%. Just guzzling that motor oil.
I forgot about that.
Actually,
one.
You did specify it. It's actually olive oil.
Yeah, true. It can be any oil, vegetable.
He's got the intelligence of a dog, so I think that's fitting.
That's
he
why.
Relates to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you like really get me, you German Shepherd. You really get me. But yeah, shit. Well. I guess thanks for staying here all night with me, you know.
Yeah, thanks for distracting us. Honestly, I didn't even, you successfully made it so I didn't worry about any of the ghosts, especially that one over there.
Yeah. The ghosts of Mars either. I was like, almost, didn't even notice them almost.
It's yeah, so they're nice. Fine. They're chill.
Yeah, in fact, why don't we, you guys want to just tell these ghosts, like, our plugs? I don't know, like, where they can find us or what we've been up to?
Yeah.
Don't you guys?
I want the ghosts to follow me because I need some more constructive feedback from the dead, honestly. Mm. I feel like too much of our content is tailored towards the living. So if you follow me, you know, if they can follow me at Gym Leader Nate, you know, on everything, and you know, send some emails to nodimeidea@gmail.com, you know, maybe we get some more death-centered ideas, you know. Bring some not life back into this podcast.
Some unlife.
I wish the RSS would show us how many undead listeners we have, but it just doesn't. Unfortunately.
We need undead RSS. Someone needs to develop that.
And they'll let us know by a pie chart, which how many are like Dracula's, how many are ghosts, how many are skeletons, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. How many Sadakos?
Yeah.
You could follow me. You could follow me at Gibbledang on Instagram. That's pretty much the only thing I really use. Take it away.
Go ahead, our esteemed guest.
You can follow me at lag9000. I'm not really too active on that account too often, but sometimes I am on there. And then, more importantly, you can follow my band, The Tower of the Fool, if you want.
Yeah.
That's what I'm usually posting on and what I'm usually doing with what free time I do have. And so, you know, it's fun, but yeah, you can check us out. We're streaming on everything, and you know, Tower of the Fool on all social media and all streaming platforms. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. And come check out a show. You can take a drum piece.
Yeah, come steal my drummer's clutch.
Clutch.
And then he'll like
they'll let
me.
You.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then it'll come shake you down, and it'll be real fun.
Yeah. yeah, and follow me at dadala.art on Instagram. You know, I recently did the Halloween Inktober, which is great. I'm glad it's done, because now I feel like I can post other things outside of that. Because I feel like I had, like, locked in, right. And I was like, I want to post other things, but I can't, because it will look weird. But, yeah, follow me there. And make sure you follow us at No Dumb Idea on Instagram, everywhere. Write reviews, you know, share with all friends, YouTube as well. And email us. We have nodumbidea@gmail.com. If you like this episode, let us know. I still have two more lists, actually, we didn't get to, so we can always do a part two in the future. Maybe next spooky asylum.
Ooh, next time we'll be at a haunted glue factory.
Ooh, that'd be... okay.
Just get high. Yeah, we didn't find that many needles, like, unfortunately.
Is that a ghost?
it's a ghost. A glue ghost.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a glue ghost.
But do they have horses at the glue factory?
Ghost horse.
Well, they gotta send them. Isn't that where they send them to get turned into glue?
Horse fat.
Where they turn to ghosts.
Mm-hmm. They send the fat in the hooves. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So they send the
fat in the hooves.
Fat. Yeah, fat okay.
The tastiest parts of the horse.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever had?
You know, why don't we give a shout out to horses?
Yeah,
shout out to horses.
Horse glue.
Yeah,
shout out to the blob. Drunk Blair Witch. All right.
Oh yeah, Drunk Blair Witch.
And Sonico.
What about Gay Herbert West?
Gay Herbert West. Yeah. Special guest.
Poltergeist House.
Yeah. And
let's hear it for the lady from Poltergeist getting crisped to a mummy.
Ooh. Yeah, shout out to Martin Luther King and Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, shout out to
Google
yeah,
it.
Shout out to the Gathering.
Fortnite, shout out to Fortnite. Yeah. And shout out to Magic the Gathering becoming Fortnite. Yeah. I think shout that's just hilarious. That's amazing.
Fortnite the Gathering.
Fortnite? Yeah, I love it.
Yippee.
Yeah, well, quick, quick shout out to Freddy Krueger and everybody.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, bud.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.